Don't you just hate it when you're in a great mood and you have to be with someone who's in a bad one? And don't you just hate being around people whose mood swings are intense or unpredictable? I hate that. Don't you? We've all had the experience of going about the business of happily living our lives, and then all of a sudden somebody else's funk fest infects our positive vibe. We all know people who seem completely clueless to the fact and out of touch with the reality that their up one minute and down the next way of being has an impact that reaches far beyond just them. When other people indulge in upset and negativity, the cost to those people, though never very obvious at all to them, is tremendous. Fun minimized, opportunity shrivels, money dwindles, friends avoid, invitations reconsidered, community shrinks, relationships end. Listen, it's no mystery, even so, though sometimes people think that it is, that people who indulge in the habit of romancing bad moods have the things in life that they have. Avoidance, shrinkage, reconsiderations, unhappy endings. The coffee guy who snapped at you this morning, the boss that rained on your parade, the friend who just popped your bubble, the host who did not treat you well, don't you just hate those kind of people? Could one of those people be you? Consider that you might just be one of them. You could just be one of those. Consider that being one of them, behaving like one of those, may have already cost you a lot. You might be being one of those people. Stop and consider the cost. Recently, my husband August and I went out to eat with our daughter Gussie at one of our favorite restaurants. The restaurant's owned by our friend Sam. We have an expectation that when we go to our friend Sam's restaurant that we'll have a great time, and we always do have a great time, except that on this particular night, Sam was in a bad mood. We walked into the restaurant, happy to be there and bearing gifts for Sam and his crew. He was pleasant and he was glad that we came, but as the evening unfolded, it became clear that this was not going to be our usual relaxing good time. Our waiter seemed nervous, our food was overcooked and way too salty. The vibe in the place was just inconsistent with how we know Sam to be. We left without having dessert, which is something that goes against my religion totally. I never do that. As we walked home, I shared with August how, while it wasn't a horrible evening, it wasn't great. It wasn't the kind of experience that we've come to expect from this place or our friend, and even though we understood that it's just like that sometimes, still it was a bit of an energy drain. The thing is, Sam was not deliberately out to cause us to have a bad night. He had no direct intention of upsetting his staff or making their lives miserable or adding too much salt to the food, but because of his bad mood, that's exactly what he did. The music was a little off, the tension was a little high. He inadvertently, negatively impacted the people who came into his world that night, and we, for one, could not wait to get out of there. And you? Are you someone that someone else has had to get away from? Have you caused someone to second-guess whether they should have you around? Have you missed out on a great opportunity because you indulged in a luxury that you really could not afford? Romancing a sudden bad mood. Imagine. Fortunately, Sam called us a few days later and apologized. He realized that the way he had been being that night had an impact that reached far beyond just him. He invited us back for a do-over the following week, and we had a really great time. Sam's a gem, so it was completely consistent with the kind of person that he is, that he would, in hindsight, notice what he did, and that he would, in hindsight, consider the cost. It's completely consistent with who he is that other people, no doubt, receive that same call. But what if he had not? What if he had not stopped to consider the cost? And what if he had not taken responsibility for fixing the mess that he had unintentionally made with us and with others that night? What impression may have lingered? What conversations would have evolved? What opportunities might have been lost as a result of just that one dance with the Moody Blues? When other people indulge in upset and negativity, the cost to those people, though never very obvious at all to them, is tremendous. Fun minimized, opportunities shrivel, money dwindles, friends avoid, invitations reconsidered, community shrinks, relationships end. People not being responsible for running hot and then going cold, for being known as upbeat but with a tendency to, every now and then, poop on a party, are likely paying a big, big price, and they're not even aware that they are. The coffee guy who snapped at you this morning, the boss that rained on your parade, the friend who just popped your bubble, the host who did not treat you well, don't you just hate those kind of people? Today, don't you be that guy. Today, realize that you're indulging and being in a bad mood is creating misery for others and costing you big time. Today, don't indulge in that bad mood. Be the kind of person who leaves people better off than they were because they had an encounter with you. Solve the mystery about why things may be the way that they are by noticing how you may have impacted your friends. Mo' money, mo' friends, much mo' fun. Want to have mo' better all around? Realize that your bad mood is costly, but spreading a little sunshine today? Priceless.